So,
Jerry, how much different do you think it'll be second time around against Dallas in terms of what you see from Dallas' defense?
I think it'll be really different. I think they've obviously are going to come prepared, and obviously they know what's at stake here, and we do as well. And obviously, what we did to them on Thanksgiving is probably still in the back of their mind. So we're going to prepare for a battle, and we don't expect anything less.
Chip said that you guys are seeing more zone than you saw last year. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think teams are staying a little true to kind of what they do. I think we've gotten a lot of guys running free on man-to-man covers this year. So I think it's a little mixture of both.
How much does Chip say he doesn't even tell you what's at stake, because obviously you guys know it. How much do you guys, rah-rah around how big of a game this is?
It's we can't get caught up in that. We understand what's at stake, but I think more importantly is just another opportunity to go out there and play football, another opportunity to play inside our stadium, to go out there and prove that we are a good football team. So I think that's all the motivation we need.
Jeremy, what are you seeing from defenses as far as how they're defending Darren when he's on the field?
I don't know. They little man, little zone. Obviously, they're very aware of him when he comes out the backfield. So whenever he's on the football field, you got to account for him. So that's credit to what Darren's done this year, and we'll continue to find ways to get him involved and get him the football.
Is the offense, for lack of a better term, kind of just smarting over what happened on Sunday?
We got whooped. I mean, it's that simple. We couldn't really get anything going, couldn't sustain anything. Credit to them. We just kind of got whooped, but we don't doubt ourselves for 1 minute. We don't doubt the capability that we have, our ability that we have. We don't doubt the talent that we have in that room. So, it was one of those days we got whooped.
Some of the Seahawks after the game got in some digs, Sherman and Bennett. Does it bother you after a win that they're talking trash?
I mean, Sherm known for doing that. That's what he does. I saw a comment that he said we missed D-Jack once again. D-Jack's a tremendous talent, but the guys in that room have done a tremendous job all year. No disrespect to him. We're just fine. But that's what they do. They like to talk a little bit. And I guess they can because they beat us. So credit to them.
You said you were complaining. Was the officiating any more of an issue this week?
I wasn't complaining. There was, I think, twice on the field where I was looking for a flag. It didn't happen, and that's how it goes sometimes. But as far as complaining, I wasn't complaining. If I said everything, if I really discussed everything that was talked about on the football field, it'd be a different story. So,
Bobby Wagner mentioned some things. He said that LeSean McCoy didn't want any part of running into that line. Does that?
You're talking about the leading running back in the NFL last year, another guy who's having a tremendous year this year. So I'm not really worried about what Bobby Wagner says.
How do you explain, like, it seems like there are fewer deep passes, with Markin and quarterback as opposed to Nick. Is that anything to that, or?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, you cater to kind of, what your quarterback can do, and Mark does a great job with what he does. But also, defenses are playing for that. I want to say for 3 weeks straight, we're hitting guys over the top. So obviously they're very aware of that. So I can't really give you an answer to that. I just think teams are playing us a little different, and we haven't really had the opportunity to kind of connect downfield.
Do you expect this game to be any different by virtue of the amount of time that the Cowboys have and between games compared to last time?
I think it's going to be different just considering what's at stake, like I said. But I think you get whooped the first time, you want to come back and play even harder the next time. So we understand that we got the best of them on Thanksgiving, and we understand we're going to get their best shot. So, what we always say, we ain't got to be the best team in the NFL on Sunday, but we got to be the best team over at the stadium. So that's our only goal right now.